News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's focus now on the climate change side of things, because we are joined by John Fitzgerald, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council. John, where is the government going wrong? Sorry, where is the National Mitigation Plan, which was launched in 2017, where is that going wrong? Because we have the Minister this morning admitting in an interview that it's not working.
It had lots of ideas, but no action. We need to start implementing policies which will allow us and help us and make us change what we're doing. And they weren't in the National Mitigation Plan. And last June, there was a meeting in Temple Bar, which Taoiseach, Minister of Finance, Minister for Climate Change, and Minister for Transport addressed. And it was interesting that the Taoiseach, Minister of Finance, Minister for Climate Change, all expressed concern that we were not doing what we ought to do. Now, they're people responsible. So I think they've been working up to what Dennis Nocton has said this morning, that we are failing.
Okay, let's talk concrete action, because you know this area better than anyone. What do we need to do?
Well, the first thing is we need to make it more expensive to pollute the world. So a carbon tax, and the minister says he's proposing it to Department of Finance. We have recommended that's the first thing, but it's only the first thing. The problem is, and I know the minister at the national forum in July. I think the government will be happy to raise the carbon tax, but the problem is they need support in the Oireachtas. So this is not just for government, it is for the Oireachtas. Are they prepared to support the first measure that is essential to underpin action, an increase in the carbon tax?
Okay, we'll come back to the politics of this in a second. Other actions you think need to be, that's an obvious one.
The minister talked about we have to, new houses are built in a way that they use pretty well no energy. We have to make a dramatic change to all our houses, and there's 2 million houses out there. And the government estimates that we need to reconfigure about 40 to 50,000 houses a year over the next 30 years to make them consistent with dealing with climate change. Mm-hmm. That's going to cost households a billion and a half a year to do. And the government have provided the National Development Plan some money for carrots, if you like.
Not enough.
The bulk of the money is going to have to be spent by us, the households of Ireland. And it is only if we will save a load of money by making our houses consistent with saving the climate, that we will do so. So that's why the carbon tax is the first stage. Then you need carrots. And there are areas where, like the social housing stock, something around 10% of the houses are owned by local authorities. They need to put in place a program of upgrading those houses. And maybe that's where the carrot should go. Northern Ireland has done a better job through the housing executive on managing its housing stock. Mm. So households need to change. Then you come to transport, and we need to move to electric cars. But you need to, and there's delays in sorting out who's going to roll out the charging points. I was just talking to somebody two nights ago who had a problem driving from Dublin to Belfast when the one charging point along the way was broken. He was kind of stuck. So we need to deal, and there are problems. The regulator, we need to sort that out. And we need to put in place a system where, all right, at the moment, electric cars are subsidised in a number of different ways. In the long run, the Department of Finance have published an interesting paper on this. We're going to have to raise the revenue from transport some other way. And we need to tell people now, if you buy an electric car, yeah, it's going to be cheaper now. And this is how we're going to phase in charging.
Totally sensible, totally logical. I don't think there's anyone listening this morning who will disagree with a word you said. But let's talk about the politics of this. Because you know, you're from a political family, you know better than anyone, the next election will not be won or lost. It will not be won on climate change. It could be lost on climate change. Is there the political will to do the kind of stuff you're talking about? Is there a political will to tackle the emissions from agriculture? We had a texter on about those. Is there a political will to tackle peat burning, for example, the peat burning station, which we know has a serious impact on the environment. Or will politicians shy away from those decisions?
Well, to a certain extent, it is us, the voters, who will determine that. And the Citizens' Assembly was interesting, where when the issues were discussed by 100 people chosen at random, they said, yeah, this is important and we must take action. And the action is going to be, in some cases, painful for us all. So if voters say to politicians, yeah, we would welcome things, say, higher prices for energy, which will encourage us to change. And in return, we'll expect assistance in making the change.
I'm sceptical, I have to say, John. Will people in the Midlands vote, for example? Will they, if the government says we actually can't have peat burning anymore, will they say, you know what, that's great for the environment? I totally agree.
You're the political pundit. I'm saying what we've got to do, and
yeah, fair enough,
which are more likely to work. Now, one of the areas, like a minister today expressed his frustration with the slow change in planning guidelines on renewable energy. And a fair amount of work has been done on trying to encourage acceptance by communities of renewable energy, because we need, this is part of it. And if everybody says, not in my back garden, then we're going nowhere. So we do have to make hard choices, but communities must see the benefit from rolling. So there are things that may make it more acceptable in the future. But we have had tough choices to make.
Okay. Thanks as always, John Fitzgerald, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, a rock of sense on this issue. Let's hope he is listened to.